When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Mark, not his real name, said, "Hey guys, love your show. Love listening to all the crazy people you talk to."
Okay.
"I can assure you I'm not one of those people."
Okay.
"But I think I do have a question for your group therapy."
Uh-huh.
"I'll just say it. My wife hates that I'm on Twitter."
Okay.
"She once saw that I followed I Like Girls Daily."
Oh my God.
"And is convinced that I'm on it to troll for women."
Okay.
"In all honesty, I like Twitter. It's mindless entertainment when I have downtime. And yes, I follow a couple of hotties as the pictures are awesome. The other day, I was followed by some smoking hot girl, or at least that's what the picture dictates.
Mm-hmm.
This girl favorites and retweets everything I tweet and mm-hmm. sends me flirty tweets and keeps asking me to follow her so she can send me a direct message."
Gotcha.
"I'm not an idiot. There's no chance that some random hottie is trying to get me."
Mm-hmm.
"I'm positive that's my wife."
Oh.
"I've got a feeling she created a fake profile to see if I'm up to no good."
Mm.
"What would you guys do if you were in my shoes? I'm not sure how to handle this if it's my wife doing this, and I'm not happy she's trying to test me."
All right. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. For that. So you're wondering if you should or how you see if that's your wife. I guess I'm wondering what the question is. Are you trying to figure out if that is actually your wife or if that is some rando that is
an actual hottie trying to get you,
like a bot?
Or, he thinks that is not real. Like, there's no way this hot girl would chase after.
I mean, I doubt it's actually even a person at all. Like, I sometimes think those are just bots, you know?
Well, so they're interacting quite a bit. I don't know if the bot would be continuously interacting with the personal
account. Maybe that's true.
Yeah. I think, yeah. So I don't know. I do, understand her having a bit of an issue with you following I Like Girls Daily. Because you like to look at pictures of hot chicks that are not her.
Hang on a second. Let me just check.
Are you looking that up for research purposes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you go ahead and explain that to management.
I just want to see. No, there it is.
Oh, now, it's real?
Now, to be fair, there hasn't been on, well, at least the one that I clicked on, there hasn't been any activities for
tasteful nudes.
No, there's no tasteful nudes. Okay. But there's no, there hasn't been any activity on it for almost 10 years.
Oh.
So I wonder if he's doing another one. Let me try another one. Because there's
okay. Wow. We'll wait. It's fine. It's
because
great.
There's a lot of, Twitter accounts that have the I Like Girls sort of thing on it.
I think the point is,
how down this wormhole should I go?
Why do you need to follow this kind of?
All right, well,
there you go. Tasteful nudes. Found the tasteful nudes.
Let me
tasteful nudes.
Let me just back out of that one real quick.
All right, again, you're gonna explain that one to management. I was not a part of that. I was not a part.
All right. Okay. Well, that was awkward.
Yeah. Oh, Chana says, he sounds cool. Good old Mark. If your spouse doesn't like it, then maybe, just maybe listen to her and get rid of it. Sounds like he probably taunts her with it.
Oh
and Missy says the bots do interact now. Really? How?
All right. So I don't know if you have any experience with doing the sleuthing on your partner by creating a fake, because I know that we've talked to listeners who have said, "Hey, that's how I found out my partner was cheating. I created a fake Facebook profile and slid into his DMs and he was like, all right, I'll meet up with you."
And when, you know, they have found their husband on dating sites or they, you know, just forgot to delete their profile.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That kind of stuff.
So, I mean, this isn't like, this isn't necessarily unique in that if that is actually his wife creating a profile to try to like lure a partner who may have a wandering eye into a trap.
And again, I'm just going to ask Mark, why do you feel that you need to follow accounts like that and put yourself in a situation where you're conflicted about your marriage?
I'm just going to click on one more.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Just to see if...
I think we don't need any more research.
Okay, all right. Well, this one's fine. Maybe he's following that one. That's completely fine.
Okay, great. But again, my question is, why, when you are married, do you feel the need to check out other hot girls?
Well, Mark, we told you we were going to talk about this today. So if you're listening, why don't you get back with us about that, right?
That would bother me. I'll say that.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love your thoughts, your experience, and your stories surrounding this.
Corey's like, research is always important.
Yes, that's what I say. That's what I'm going to tell management, too, when they ask me. Okay, like, I was researching for a bit.
I had to understand what we were talking about.
I had to understand.
Uh-huh.
See that? Okay. All right. Okay. This one.
And again, Mark, if you want to go ahead and just explain why you need to look at that stuff.
So our listener, Mark, not his real name, wants to know if his wife is testing him. He thinks she may be set up a fake profile to try to like lure him into talking to some hotties online, according to Mark.
Now, listen, I was sitting here thinking, okay, maybe he told her that he's following this account. No, once she saw that he was following this I Like Girls Daily because he likes to look at smoking hot girls, and he got followed by a really hot girl who keeps asking him to follow her back so she can send him a message, and he's all like, well, I don't like that my wife is checking up on me. Why do you think she's doing that?
Now, what was your question for Mark, Kelly? Because we did get an actual response from him.
My question is, why do you feel like when you are married, you need to follow accounts like that and look at other hot women? You're just tempting yourself to possibly make a bad decision at some point.
Mark, being a man of many words, said, just because I'm on a diet doesn't mean I can't look at the menu, Kelly, LOL.
Oh, Mark. Mark. Wow. Oh, Mark.
All right.
Rachel says on Facebook, given the way you presented this, I wouldn't like it either. Tell the hottie you're married and block her. If it's your wife, she'll be thrilled.
Yes.
If it's not her, she will be thrilled.
You know what? That's just great. I like that as a suggestion. Lisa rolls in and says, here's what you do, Mark, even if that is an alias. You grow up, respect your wife, realize that, as you said, no hot woman is chasing you online because you're obviously an arrogant DB who treats his wife's feelings like a joke, and stop following stupid crap. Said with love, obviously.
Obviously. With love.
Obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, goodness. David said, I think the easiest solution to this dilemma is talk to your wife. Because it seems like they have different ideas of where boundaries are for their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like he apparently doesn't understand boundaries include not looking at pictures of other hot women. And then she wouldn't feel the need to create fake profiles to, you know, test you out and see if you're interacting with any of these.
Or, you had said just tell the bot or whatever. You're married and leave it at that.
Yes.
Or you just say, yeah, sure, let's meet up. And then you meet up and then you see if that's your wife who comes in the door.
Oh, great.
That's another way.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take the bait.
That's another way to find out.
Another way to find out if that's her, just take the bait. See who shows up.
Oh, Kelly, you're getting called out.
Uh-huh. Why am I getting called out?
Sassy Gay Mike says, what's the difference of Mark looking at hot girls than it is for Kelly K spooning over Ryan Reynolds?
I'm completely open and honest about spooning over Ryan Reynolds.
Spooning.
And my
like
husband's
spooning.
All like, yes, I get it. He's pretty.
That is true. All right. So I think I like the thing of just saying, just tell the bot or whatever, hey, sorry, married. If you even respond, I don't know.
Yeah, so David said there is a difference in saying some food you see looks good and actively sitting down at a restaurant, even though you say you're not there to order. Very good point.
Oh, are talking about his
to I'm his on a explanation
diet
as to why
doesn't mean
he,
I can't look at the menu.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. And all again, right. April says, "What's more important, your wife or a Twitter account?"
That is true.
There's your answer.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that, Mark. Hopefully we've given you several suggestions on how to approach that.
We say with love because we appreciate you
well,
listening.
Well, and all of this seems to be like anti-Mark. There are a few people who are jumping in going, hey, if my wife were doing that too, trying to check up on me, I would be I would be annoyed too.
But then would you also be upset if your spouse was checking on, looking at accounts with random different like attractive people?
Listen, you don't have just to follow that shop. Up with reason, Kelly.
I'm just, with reason? Don't throw reason into it.
Yeah, we don't need a reason.
That is not good for anybody involved because, right. Listen, what if you start to get some feelings mm-hmm. when you're looking at a picture of another person and start thinking, oh, well, maybe the grass is greener.
Or you're looking at the menu and you're going, wow, that cheesecake does look pretty delicious.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody.
I think I need to buy some cheesecake.
Everybody has a cheat meal every now and then, don't they?
Uh-huh. No, they do not, sir. Just don't. It's if you value your marriage.
All right.
Don't do that to yourself and your wife will feel like she doesn't need to check up on you.
All right.
Everybody's happy.
All right. I think we can be done here. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. We hope nothing but the best for you and your wife.
Exactly. We love you.
Yeah. Love you, Mina. Kisses.
Love you, Mina. Bye.